Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
As we go into the new year, I don't know if you're a goal person, if you're like, I've already made the goals and I'm keeping the goals, people, up high right now. You've made some goals. Come on, goal people. Wow, your numbers have dwindled. 5 years ago would have been half of us. Man, we've all given up on life, I guess, but I don't make goals anymore. It's too depressing. No, I'm just kidding. If one of your goals is to work out, of our goal people, the 10 of you, if one of your goals is to work out up high, it's going to be a great year for you. I'm believing for you. That's awesome. Treadmill or lifting? Fence. You're fencing? You're cutting down your fence? We'll talk later. We'll talk later. Keep it real. That's good. Well, as you go into the new year, maybe you are making goals. You're one of the goals people. Or maybe you're just thinking, man, maybe you're pregnant and you're going to be having a baby this year, which would be so cool. Or you're getting a puppy. I know somebody who's getting a puppy this year. That's their thing. That's their new project. Maybe you're going to move or whatever that is. You probably found yourself Googling, like, things I need to know about this thing I'm stepping into, whatever that goal is. Like, I need to read more. I'm going to Google about reading, all right? And so instead of reading, I'm just going to Google about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what Google's there for, to do everything you should be doing on Google. But maybe you've gone on Google and thought, what do I need to know about this particular thing? And tonight I want to speak to you from Ephesians chapter 1 about four things that Paul says we need to know. And as we go into 2018, I think they're going to have huge impact for us as believers, saying, you know what? These are the things spiritually that I need to have on my radar. This is the way I need to think as I walk into 2018, because I think if we were taking a survey in here and saying, okay, who wants to be near to God in 2018? Who wants to see God work in their life? I'm already seeing hands go up, but I'm pretty safe to say if we were all really taking that survey, we'd all put our hands up and we'd say, that's me. I want to be near to God. I want to be closer to God, and I want to see God work in my life in a greater way. But there's a way that we need to think in order for that to happen. There's some things that we need to make priority in order for that to happen. There's some things we need to know in order for that to happen. So we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 20, just briefly tonight. It says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So that's where Paul starts. And Paul says, every time I bow my knees before the Father, this is what I'm asking him. I'm asking him that you, the Ephesian church, would know God better. I think it's interesting that's number one on his list, that you would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation that you might know him. First thing we need to know is we need to know him more this year. We need to know God more. We need, you know, A.W. Tozer said, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And if you really think about that for very long, and I've heard that quote over the years, and it's given me time to think about that, and you realize that's very, very true. Because that informs how you think about God, and really that means how you know God, how you interact with God, what comes into your mind when you think about God gives you an indicator of how well you know him, what kind of relationship you have with him, and what kind of relationship you're going to have with him. Because if you think of God as distant from you or angry with you or maybe that God doesn't care about what you're walking through, then that's going to determine how you relate to God as you walk through 2018. And so it's so important that you not just think, okay, what comes in my mind when I think about God and think, I'm going to stay there, but then to inform yourself through the word of God to know God better and to say, you know what? God isn't mad at me because I know I've been listening to Romans chapter 5 on Sunday morning, and I know I am justified by his grace, and I have right standing before the Father, and I can come boldly before the throne of grace. But you need to keep reminding yourself of that in order to come into an atmosphere like this and not take the whole prayer meeting trying to get yourself in a position where you go, okay, now I'm good enough for God, or okay, now I think I can enter into his presence. But no, you walk in the door and you say, you know what? God, I know you were already waiting for me. And so, because I know who you are and I know what you've done, but it's not just an intellectual understanding of God that we need. It's an emotional and relational connection to God. Man, that's what I want in 2018. I want to know more about God that is revealed through his word. You know, if you want a revelation about God, you got to get into the place where there's already revelation, and that's the word of God. That's where you're going to find that revelation and say, I'm going to get into his word. That's how I'm going to get a revelation of God. But not just that intellectual understanding or more biblical knowledge, which is very important and guides us as we're walking in relationship, but it's both. It's a relational and an emotional connection to God that's very important. It's very important because that time in his presence and that connection with the Lord, it's one thing to know that God's for you, and it's another thing to know in your heart that God's for you and believe that with all your heart. No, and when you're walking through something challenging, to be able to say, no, I know he's for me. Because your intellectual understanding, without getting that into your soul, you know, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. So there's levels of knowing and loving God. But if you don't let that understanding get into your heart, then it will make you a very shallow Christian and have a very weak emotional disposition when it comes to facing trials and challenges because you haven't got it into your spirit. But man, let 2018 be the year that you say, you know what? I'm gonna get in his presence and let the truth that God's put in my mind get to my heart. And the things that I'm walking through, I'm gonna let those drive me rather than driving me from God, drive me to know him more. Maybe you're walking through a challenge already at the beginning of this year and you're like, here we go again with a challenge. And I wanna encourage you, rather than looking at it that way, say, God, use this challenge in 2018 to drive me to you. God, let me find myself in your presence more in 2018. And if you want this challenge to follow me this whole year, I'm okay with it as long as it drives me into your presence. What a cool thing to be driven into his presence. Man, that's what I want. I don't want my challenges to go away. I wanna be near to God. I wanna be in his presence. That's where the change is gonna happen. And I could preach that point all night long, but we're gonna move on to point number two. You need to know you have hope. You need to know you have hope. Verse 18, it says this, having the eyes of your heart enlightened that you may know what is the hope to which he's called you, the hope. You know, as believers, we're called to be people of hope. We're called to have hope coming out of our mouths because the hope of God is in our heart. Peter said we have a living hope. A hope that's alive, a hope that's not just like a thought that's out there, but a hope that lives in us, that God is gonna help us, that God is gonna go before us, that we have the hope of heaven, yes, but we have the hope of him with us today, right here, right now in 2018. At the beginning, you have hope. You have hope in your situation because there is a God who loves you and cares about you and wants to help you. And let hope rise in your heart. I love that phrase, hope rise. Let hope rise in your heart this year. Live in that hope, that know that hope to which he's called you. He's called you to be a person of hope. He hasn't called you to live in dread and despair and to look down the line at this year and say, I don't know how it's all gonna work out and I don't know what I'm gonna do, but to say, you know what? I'm gonna be a person of hope this year. I'm gonna be a person when people get around me, they're gonna hear a hope faith-filled confession that God is for me. If God is for me, who can be against me? If God is fighting for me, you might think you're fighting against me, but you will not stop what God's doing in me. God's gonna help me. God is with me. Live with hope. You need to know you have hope. Some of you have forgotten you have some hope. Some of you forgotten in your situation that there's hope. You know what? There's an end to your loneliness. God is gonna take care of it. And it may be not on this side of heaven, but you have hope because he's with you. You have hope and there will be an end. You have hope if you're walking through a sickness or a disease that God is watching you and God cares about you and God's close to you and God's gonna help you. And this is not the end, but God is gonna use this for his good and his glory, but also for your benefit and your blessing. You have hope because we serve a God, the Bible says, the God of all hope. Come on. Our God is a God of hope. He loves you and he cares about you. And I pray that that hope gets in your heart. You need to know you have hope this year. You need to know how God sees you. You know, we talked a lot about this actually on Sunday morning. And I want to encourage you, if you've missed Romans here and there, I really want to encourage you to go online. Everything's free. So go on there and listen to it. But one of the most important books in the entire Bible for understanding what we have in Christ and who we are in Christ. And so on Sunday, we talked a lot about how God sees us because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And if you don't understand that, then that really shakes your confidence when it comes to coming before God, because you can see yourself a lot of different ways with God. You can see yourself as an enemy of God, which apart from Christ, we were all enemies of God. But when we're in Christ, we're definitely not an enemy of God. We are children of God. You can see yourself as a person that God has saved, but you know, likes to keep his distance from and don't get too close, which is not accurate at all. That's why we often reference in the prayer meeting, we come boldly before the throne of grace because Christ has saved us, but he's also adopted us and invited us. And that's one of the powerful things that we're learning in Romans is that God didn't just save us from hell, but he saved us too. Him, to heaven, saved us to a relationship with him. And understanding that's really important. And there is nothing you can do to separate yourself from the love of God. There's not, you know, if you sinned before you came in here, that doesn't create this new divide with you and God that all of a sudden makes you not his child and you somehow have to work your way back into being his child. But we oftentimes live that way, don't we? We often come to the prayer meeting and we don't see ourselves as children of God that are clothed in Christ, full of the, you know, God has put us in a position to be blessed by him. But we see ourselves as that is a position to be in, but we somehow have to work our way back to that position. And you need to understand how God sees you. That God sees you, we're gonna put it on the screen. He says, know the hope to which he's called you and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. It sounds very, very like spiritual language, but if you break it down, you got inheritance in the saints. Who are the saints? That's believers, that's me and you. We're the saints. When we're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's who Paul is talking about. He's talking about Christians. And what's it say? It says the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Who is God's inheritance? We are. We are. What's our inheritance? It's if you wrapped up our inheritance in a single object, it'd be the most valuable thing that we had. Our inheritance is valuable. Our inheritance is what we value. And when God says he sees us as his glorious inheritance, us. God values you. You're infinitely valuable to God. He values you and he cares about you like a father cares for a child and not like a worldly father, even a decently good one. God values you much more than that. Jesus said, you know what, if one of your kids asked you for a piece of bread, which happens a lot at our house, we like lots of cereal happening and lots of carbohydrates happening of every kind. If one of my kids, like Elena, is like, she's 1 year old and she's like a vacuum cleaner. She's always eating constantly and always asking for more in her baby language. And so if she asked me for that, how many know I'm not gonna give her a rock? Number one, she'll choke on it and that will be bad. But number two, it would just be wrong for me to do that. Or how many of you, Jesus says, if they ask for a fish, which we have a lot less of that being asked for in our house, but would you give your kid a snake? You know, and he's drawing this analogy to say, he goes, then if you who are evil If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? How much more? Because God sees you as his child and he wants to take care of you, and he's gonna do a way better job of taking care of you than you do taking care of your children. And you need to know how God sees you. And that's not just gonna happen in a sermon tonight. That's gonna happen by you getting the word of God into you, by you getting around the presence of God and getting, like when I'm talking about Romans, getting that in you. You know, you getting around worship that reminds you of who you are. You know, we sing that song, I am a child of God. You know, yes, we are, Lord. You know, you just get into it and get it in you, because you need to remember that, because the enemy will constantly try to make you forget that. Will constantly try to make you think you're not good enough and God doesn't love you because of this, 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 and this. And you come in here and you get that revelation. You know who you are in Christ. It'll give you a confidence in prayer that will be a game changer in 2018. Amen? Amen. Amen. Number four, and the musicians can come. You need to know God's power is available to you in 2018. We're gonna put it on the screen. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. The immeasurable power of his greatness. Towards who? Towards who? It's towards us. It's towards you. It's towards me. His immeasurable power, his immeasurable greatness of his power. You know, Paul could have said, and so you would know his power. Or he could have said, so you could know his immeasurable power. No, but he says, so you can know his immeasurable greatness of his power towards you, towards us who believe. And if you need to know something, if you're walking through something in 2018 or you need something, I pray that that drives you to God. I pray that you know God more, but I pray that you believe God, that you believe his power. Man, I never want to be a Christian that has a form of godliness but denies his power. That in actual practice, I never believe the power of God and I never see the power of God because I never ask for it. Because I don't have the faith for it. Because I got, oh God, maybe you will, maybe you won't, if you want to, maybe. No, Paul would say that is an incorrect way of thinking. And it will limit what God can do in your life, because it will limit what you ask for. And the Bible clearly says, you have not because you ask not. Ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Paul says, I want you to know the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, because that's when you're gonna see his power work in your life. And I wanna encourage you, maybe you've lost hope, or maybe you're like distant from God because you're walking through a situation, or maybe you're looking at a situation and saying, you know, I just don't know if you can do it, God. I don't know if this is something you do or want to do, or I don't know if your power, yeah, I believe you're powerful, but I don't know if you're powerful towards me. I'm preaching the word of God to you. This isn't coming from me. This isn't something I made up. This is Ephesians chapter 1, the apostle Paul, who God knocked off his donkey and said, you know what, you're gonna be a preacher, and God told him the gospel. This is the truth of scripture, that God's power is towards us who believe. And I pray that faith rises in your heart for whatever you need. And you say, you know what? I'm going to press in 2018 and I'm going to get a hold of what God has for me. And don't make it work. Make it fun. Like, what if I just come into the altar tonight, and what if I just say, God, this is what I need, and I just wanted to see, God, if you'd be true to your word, because, you know, he just said on the screen that your immeasurable power is towards us to believe, so I'm just gonna give it a go, God, and see what you do, and you watch what God does in your life. That's the kind of Christianity I wanna live. I wanna live the bold, like, let's give it a go Christianity, and let's just see what happens, and let's just try something new, and let's believe God for something crazy, and let's pray for somebody to get healed, and let's just watch what God does. Because I promise you, we serve the kind of God who loves bold prayers and loves to make things happen, even when we don't see a way, just because we said, we're gonna believe you, God. And that causes us to draw near to him in a way and know him in a way that's awesome. So I pray, if you're walking through something, I pray that it drives you to Jesus this year. I pray that you live in hope, that you speak hope, that you get the word of God in you. I pray that you know his power and you know his love for you this year. You know what he says about you this year, because it will change your life. And for every single one of us, whether we've been coming to church all our lives or maybe it's your first time in the door, you're gonna have to be reminded of that over and over and over again. But it's the most important thing you can know this year. And as we do that and we say, God, we wanna press into you, we're gonna see you moving this year in a greater way than ever before, amen.